Earthkeeper heroes, McGillivray family. As individuals, we're defined by the principles that guide us. Those principles or ideals shine through in the personal heroes we choose. Sometimes, our heroes are those global giants whose work appears on the silver screen. And other times, the true hero's work is done subtly and quietly, behind the scenes in our own neighborhoods. Our most effective heroes are those who share their time and talent both locally and globally, like Laguna Beach heroes Greg and Barbara McGillivray. The two met as teenagers when fate paired them as lab partners at Newport Harbor High School. Their story spans 5 decades and includes 2 children, years of selfless service to the Laguna Beach community, and a new multi-million-dollar campaign to restore and preserve the world's oceans. Their love of the ocean has been a constant in their lives. During his teen years, doctors discovered Greg had a rare disease in the lining of his elbow joints that would keep him off the football and baseball fields and steer him toward less aggressive ocean sports. Medical professionals were trying to prevent further injury, but in the process, they unleashed a passion for the sea that McGillivray and his wife would eventually share with the world. Greg became an avid surfer and videographer. He aimed his camera lens toward the water and has become one of the most successful documentarians of all time and a master of the large screen IMAX format. In the 60s, he met his future business partner Jim Freeman while making documentaries of the Southern California surf culture. Their passion for cinematography quickly set them apart from the crowd. Soon, McGillivray Freeman Films became known for its bold technical innovations and ability to capture breathtaking images of nature. Sadly, just days before the premiere of their Smithsonian-backed film, To Fly, Freeman lost his life in a helicopter accident. In honor of his friend's memory, Greg continues to keep the company name. The film, which brings the experience of flight to a larger-than-life screen, is still seen in the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum, making it the longest-running documentary film to ever play in one theater. It was the first in a string of big-screen successes for McGillivray Freeman Films. The company earned 2 Academy Award nominations for The Living Sea and Dolphins. The company is responsible for the technical advances that spawned the IMAX film format. It has produced 9 of the top 20 most successful large format films, including Everest, which remains the top grossing giant screen film of all time. McGillivray has personally shot more than 2 million feet of 70 millimeter film, more than anyone in history. Barbara and Greg's support for the world extends to their Laguna Beach community. They are supporters of the Laguna Friendship Shelter, an organization that offers a self-sufficiency program to homeless people in Orange County. They've helped support the foundation for responsible for the Orange County Great Park, a former Marine base, which provides 6 square miles of parkland and open space for recreation and educational use. They're ambassadors of the Laguna Beach Community Foundation, whose mission is to encourage philanthropy in Laguna Beach by educating and assisting local charities and connecting donors with those in need. Barbara is a trustee of the Laguna Beach High School Scholarship Fund, which helps establish new scholarships and awards and acts as a liaison between sponsors and the high school. Earlier this year, they hosted a local screening of the documentary Coral Reef Adventure to raise funds and awareness for Laguna's Pacific Marine Mammal Center. The center is a nonprofit organization dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, release of marine mammals that become stranded on the beaches of Orange County. Animals of the center are treated for various medical conditions, including dehydration and malnutrition, and classes are offered to the public to help educate the community. Together, they've traveled the globe to document some of the most extraordinary views of the planet and its living beauty: Arabia, Everest, the Grand Canyon, and recently their team took to the Arctic. Their latest 3D film, To the Arctic, follows a mother polar bear and her 2 7-month-old cubs as she struggles to find food for her family and defend the cubs from predators. As a family, they've worked to promote education among children and adults about critical environmental issues in hopes of inspiring action and finding solutions. Their nonprofit organization, McGillivray Freeman Films Educational Foundation, produces teachers' guides and comparison books to supplement their films and to encourage students to become aware of their environment. The foundation sponsors tours of notable scientists and speakers to help gain knowledge and educate people about conservation issues. Now, they've launched the world's largest media campaign to support and raise awareness of our oceans. One World, One Ocean is a $45 million endeavor that will include a 3D IMAX film, a 3D theatrical documentary, and a 3D television series and global social action campaign. Filmmakers will travel to more than 40 locations around the world using state-of-the-art 3D cameras to capture never-before-seen images of the Earth's oceans. The goal of the campaign twofold: to illuminate the beauty of the seas and to show the toll that man-made pollution is taking on the ocean environment. Greg and Barbara's son Sean, an accomplished filmmaker in his own right, is co-producer of One World, One Ocean campaign. He won a first-place award in the 2007 My Hero Short Film Festival for his college film, Joey, a touching story about a 12-year-old boy whose courage under dire circumstances inspired those around him. Meg and their daughters involved in the productions and educational outreach. 3 years ago, she joined her father on a Colorado River expedition with Robert Kennedy Jr. and his daughter. The journey documents the effect of man on this precious resource and is being viewed by millions in the IMAX 3D film called The Grand Canyon Adventure. The entire family has given its energy, time, and resources to protect local and global environmental resources. The campaign One World, One Ocean will focus on problem areas around the world and promote knowledge about sustainable systems. The oceans provide up to 70% of the oxygen we breathe, also supply our top source of protein. However, non-sustainable fishing practices and pollution are putting our oceans at risk. According to marine scientists, overfishing has wiped out 90% of the world's big fish, including swordfish, bluefin tuna, sharks, Chilean sea bass, and orange roughy. Nitrogen pollution and fertilizer runoff have created hundreds of what they call dead zones, places in the ocean that don't have enough oxygen to sustain marine life. One World, One Ocean hopes to help restore a balance that will last for centuries. The foundation also hopes to set aside protected areas following the example of national parks. Right now, about 1% of the world's oceans are protected. One World, One Ocean Foundation wants to see that number grow into at least 10% in the next 10 years by setting up national and international sanctuaries for marine life. The foundation will also sponsor conservation projects that promote sustainable methods of harvesting sea life. The family have traveled from Arabia to the Arctic, making spectacular films that take viewers on amazing adventures to lands they may not have seen otherwise. Their environmental stewardship and commitment both globally and locally have earned the McGillivrays the 2001 Community Award at the Laguna Hero Festival and annual celebration of Laguna Beach Heroes that is produced by the My Hero Project.